My name is Aubrey, and today we're going to be starting Judges and continuing with Psalms, the book of Psalms. So we're going to be reading Judges 1 and 2 and Psalm 82, but I first have a little update about the book that I'm currently reading, just like normal book. If you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you know that I love reading. I love it. So this podcast like makes sense if you know me personally too, but for 2023 I read 151 books. Pat on the back, let's go. That's the most books I've ever read in a year, so I was really pushing right at the end to hit the 150. And then I kind of accidentally finished another one, like an extra one, on New Year's Eve. My lovely boyfriend, Tanner, was out of town for Christmas Eve, so he had a flight to go to Arizona on the 1st, so he's still there right now, but he gets back on Friday, so I'm excited to see him. But where was I going with that? Oh, I finished an extra book, so I was like really, really pushing for 150, because my goal was 100, the most I had ever read before this year. Well, the most in a year that I had read was 101, I believe. So I set my goal at 100, hoping that I would get like 105 or like 110. And then I had some really, really good reading months where I read so many books. I think April I read like 23 books or something. So I had a lot that I read throughout the year. But long story short, I'm reading a really cute book right now. So Lynn Painter is one of my favorite authors. She writes both like adult romance and young adult romance. I love her young adult romance books. They're so cute. She has such a nice writing style for YA. So the one that I'm reading right now, it's been a long time coming. I've had this book for quite a while, but I don't know, I never picked it up. I knew that it would be really cute because it's Lynn Painter, but I just had never picked it up. But I was watching a Haley Pham video. If you don't know who she is, go watch her on YouTube. She's one of my favorite YouTubers. She's been one of my favorites for truly forever. She and I are like about the same age. I think she's a couple years younger than me. But I have been watching her since she started her YouTube channel like 15 years ago. She used to do dance competitions and stuff and like do vlogs of that. And like I was a huge dancer when I was little and like throughout high school and college and stuff. So I started watching her because of that, like right is that Liz, the main character, character girl, is gonna fall in love with Wes because, of course, she is. It's a rom-com book, but it's so cute. So if you need a cutesy little like YA romance book to kick off your year, highly recommend Better Than the Movies. That was way too long of an intro. It's literally already been 6 minutes almost. So we should probably get started with what you all came here for. Okay. So, starting with Joshua. Nope, not Joshua. Judges, chapter 1. Chapter 1, the continuing conquest of Canaan. After the death of Joshua, the people of Israel inquired of the Lord, "Who shall go up first for us against the Canaanites to fight against them?" The Lord said, "Judah shall go up. Behold, I have given the land into his hand." And Judah said to Simeon, his brother, "Come up with me into the territory allotted to me, that we may fight against the Canaanites, and likewise I will go with you into the territory allotted to you." So Simeon went with him. Then Judah went up, and the Lord gave the Canaanites and the Perizzites into their hand, and they defeated 10,000 of them at Bezek. They found Adoni Bezek at Bezek, and said 70 kings with their thumbs and their big toes cut off used to pick up scraps under my table. As I have done, so God has repaid me. And they brought him to Jerusalem, and he died there. And the men of Judah fought against Jerusalem and captured it, and struck it with the edge of the sword and set the city on fire. And afterward the men of Judah went down to fight against the Canaanites who lived in the hill country, in the Negeb, and in the lowland. And Judah went against the Canaanites who lived in Hebron. Now the name of Hebron was formerly Kiriath Arba. And they defeated Sheshai and Ahiman and Talmai. From there they went against the inhabitants of Debir. The name of Debir was formerly Kiriath Sefer. And Caleb said, "Who attacks Kiriath Sefer and captures it, I will give him Ashsa, my daughter's, for a wife, and Othniel, the son of Kenaz, Caleb's younger brother, captured it, and he gave him Ashsa, his daughter, for a wife. When she came to him, she urged him to ask her father for a field, and she dismounted from her donkey, and Caleb said to her, 'What do you want?' She said to him, 'Give me a blessing, since you have set me in the land of the Negeb. Give me also springs of water.' And Caleb said to her, and Caleb gave her the upper springs and the lower springs. And the descendants of the Kenite, Moses' father-in-law, went up with the people of Judah from the city of Palms into the wilderness of Judah, which lies in the Negeb near Arad. And they went and settled with the people. And Judah went with Simeon his brother, and they defeated the Canaanites who inhabited Zephath and devoted it to destruction. So the name of the city was called Horma. Judah also captured Gaza with its territory, and Ashkelon with its territory, and Ekron with its territory. And the Lord was with Judah, and he took possession of the hill country, but he could not drive out the inhabitants of the plain because they had chariots of iron. And Hebron was given to Caleb, as Moses had said, and he drove out from it with the three sons of Anak. But the people of Benjamin did not drive out the Jebusites who lived in Jerusalem. So the Jebusites have lived with the people of Benjamin in Jerusalem to this day. The house of Joseph also went up against Bethel, and the Lord was with them. And the house of Joseph scouted out Bethel. Now the name of the city was formerly Luz. And the spies saw a man coming out of the city, and they said to him, "Please show us the way into the city, and we will deal kindly with you." And he showed them the way into the city, and they struck the city with the edge of the sword. But they let the man and all his family go. And the man went to the land of the Hittites and built a city and called its name Luz. And that is its name to this day. Failure to complete the conquest. Manasseh did not drive out the inhabitants of Beth Shean and its villages, or Tanakh and its villages, or the inhabitants of Dor and its villages, or the inhabitants of Ibleam and its villages, or the inhabitants of Megiddo and its strong, they put the Canaanites to forced labor but did not drive them out completely. And Ephraim did not drive out the Canaanites who lived in Gezer. So the Canaanites lived in Gezer among them. Zebulun did not drive out the inhabitants of Kidron or the inhabitants of Nahalal. So the Canaanites lived among them but became subject to forced labor. Asher did not drive out the inhabitants of Akko or the inhabitants of Sidon or of Alab or of Arsib or of Elba or of Afik or of Rehob. So the Asherites lived among the Canaanites, the inhabitants of the land, for they did not drive them out. Naphtali did not drive out the inhabitants of Beth Shemesh or the inhabitants of Beth Anath. So they lived among the Canaanites, the inhabitants of the land. Nevertheless, the inhabitants of Beth Shemesh and of Beth Anath became subject to forced labor for them. The Amorites pressed the people of Dan back into the hill country, for they did not allow them to come down to the plain. The Amorites persisted in dwelling in Mount Heres, in Aijalon, and in Shalbim, but the hand of the house of Joseph rested heavily on them. They became subject to forced labor, and the border of the Amorites ran from the ascent of Akrabim from Selah and upward. Chapter 2. Israel's disobedience. Now the angel of the Lord went up from Gilgal to Boshim, and he said, I brought you up from Egypt and brought you into the land that I swore to give to your fathers. I said, I will never break my covenant with you, and you shall make no covenant with the inhabitants of this land. You shall break down their altars, but you have not obeyed my voice. What is this you have done? So now I say, I will not drive them out before you, but they shall become thorns in your sides, and their gods shall be a snare to you. As soon as the angel of the Lord spoke these words to all the people of Israel, the people lifted up their voices and wept, and they called the name of the place Boshim, and they sacrificed there to the Lord. The death of Joshua. When Joshua dismissed the people of Israel went each to his inheritance to take possession of the land. And the people served the Lord all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders who outlived Joshua, who had seen all the great work that the Lord had done for Israel. And Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died at the age of 110 years. And they buried him within the boundaries of his inheritance to Timnath-Heres in the hill country of Ephraim, north of the mountains of Gaash. And all that generation also were gathered to their fathers. And there arose another generation after them who did not know the Lord or the work that he had done for Israel. Israel's unfaithfulness. And the people of Israel did what was evil in the sight of the Lord and served the Baals. And they abandoned the Lord and the God of their fathers who had brought them out of the land of Egypt. They went after other gods from among the gods of the peoples who were around them and bowed down to them, and they provoked the Lord to anger. They abandoned the Lord and served the Baals and the Ashtaroth. So the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he gave them over to plunderers who plundered them, and he sold them into the hand of their surrounding enemies, so that they could no longer withstand their enemies. Whenever they marched out, the hand of the Lord was against them for harm, as the Lord had warned and as the Lord had sworn to them, and they were in terrible distress. The Lord raises up judges. When the Lord raised up judges who saved them out of the hand of those who plundered them, yet they did not listen to their judges, for they whored after other gods and bowed down to them. They soon turned aside from the way in which their fathers had walked, who had obeyed the commandments of the Lord, and they did not do so. Whenever the Lord raised up judges for them, the Lord was with the judge, and he saved them from the hand of the enemies all the days of the judge. For the Lord was moved in pity by their groaning because of those who afflicted and oppressed them. But whenever the judge died, they turned back and were more corrupt than their fathers, going after other gods, serving them and bowing down to them. They did not drop any of their practices or their stubborn ways. So the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he said, because this people have transgressed my covenant that I commanded their fathers, and have not obeyed my voice, rescue the weak and needy. A psalm of Asaph. God has taken his place in the divine council, in the midst of the gods he holds judgment. How long will you judge unjustly and show partiality to the wicked? Give justice to the weak and the fatherless. Maintain the right of the afflicted and the destitute. Rescue the weak and the needy. Deliver them from the hand of the wicked. They have neither knowledge nor understanding. They walk about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are shaken. I said you are gods, sons of the Most High, all of you. Nevertheless, like men you shall die and fall like any prince. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for you shall inherit all the nations. Okay, that is it for today's episode. I hope that you enjoyed. This is kind of random, but also kind of not. In the notes or like description for each one of these podcast episodes, I do have a tip jar on Venmo. So if you feel so inclined to like send me a tip, air quotes on that, it's there for you. No one asked me to do this, but I know that a lot of people that do ASMR, like on YouTube, have tip jars. So I just figured I would put it out there as an option. If you're feeling like you want to do that, that would be lovely. If not, obviously,